Okay, Rabotai, just one or a few halachot in the very complicated laws of Patabah B'Kisnin, which Manan discusses in Kuf Samechet. Today we're not going to discuss what Patabah B'Kisnin is. That needs many daily halachot on their own. We are going to discuss, in general, it would be a mezonot item, something that we would make a borei minim mezonot on primarily. The question is that if a person eats a certain amount of mizonot, of these items called kisnin, it could turn into a meal, which then would require a hamotzi and birkat hamazon. Of course, we're talking about where the person knows how much he's going to eat going into it. So let's say a person knows that he's going to eat 216 grams of mizonot. It's a bag of cookies. Or whatever it is, he's going to polish off the whole bag of ka'ak, or whatever it may be, and he makes the calculation, it's 216 grams, so he must make a motzi lechaminah, nitilat yadayim first, and then on the mizonot, he says a motzi lechaminah aris, and then following that, he makes birkat amazon. Today, we discuss one specific halakha. How fast or how quickly does he have to eat these 216 grams? Normally, we say that in order to make a Birkat HaMazon, you have to eat the Kezayit within a shiur that's called Achilat Paris, which according to Chama Vadya, Alav Shalom, is 7.5 minutes. The question is over here, do we say that the guy has to eat now 216 grams in 7.5 minutes, which is, you know, very, very quick and gluttonous eating? Chama Vadya, Alav Shalom, says absolutely not. The law is that as long as he eats each kezayit bechde achilat paris, which means in 216 grams, you have about 7 kezayits, 7.5 kezayits. So as long as each kezayit he eats within 7.5 minutes, and Hachamodya writes that, and he doesn't wait in between each kezayit more than 7.5 minutes, so even though he eats a kezayit and he pauses a little, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever it may be. Then he goes to the next kezayit. So long as he ate all the kezayits of the 216 grams within 7.5 minutes each kezayit and did not pause in between each kezayit more than 7.5 minutes, then the deen is he would indeed make birkat hamazon. It should be pointed out that in the case that we're talking about, since he made hamotzi on the mizonot, he would not make a beracha on the other items that he's eating. For example, or drinking. He's drinking water and not coffee, which we normally make a shakol after you make a mizonot on something, but that's not a mizonot anymore. This is a hamotzi, if all items that are part of that sa'udah would be covered as well.